Jaworski stared at the condos and then down the road toward the water. He seemed satisfied and went into the building. I was quite certain that he was looking for a guard. I was too. I hoped he had done his homework. Most often in these huge Uber developments, one guard rides around from site to site in a golf cart. It saves money. And anyway, this is Miami. A certain amount of the overhead on any project is for material that is expected to disappear quietly. It looked to me like Jaworski planned to help the builder meet his quota. I got out of my car and slipped my fillet knife and duct tape into a cheap tote bag I'd brought along. I'd already stuffed some rubberized gardening gloves and a few pictures inside it. Nothing much. Just trifles I'd downloaded from the internet. I shrugged the bag onto my shoulder and moved quietly through the night until I came to his grungy little truck. The bed was as empty as the cab. Heaps of Burger King cups and wrappers, empty Camel packs on the floor. Nothing that wasn't small and dirty, like Jaworski himself. I looked up. Above the rim of the half condo, I could just see the glow of the moon. A night wind blew across my face, bringing with it all the enchanting odors of our tropical paradise. Diesel oil, decaying vegetation, and cement. I inhaled it deeply and turned my thoughts back to Jaworski. He was somewhere inside the shell of the building. I didn't know how long I had, and a certain small voice was urging me to hurry. I left the truck and went into the building. As I stepped through the door, I heard him. Or rather, I heard a strange whirring, rattling sound that had to be him, or... I paused. The sound came from off to one side, and I whisper-footed over to it. A pipe ran up the wall, an electrical conduit. I placed a hand on the pipe and felt it vibrate, as if something inside was moving. A small light went on in my brain. Jaworski was pulling out the wire. Copper was very expensive, and there was a thriving black market for copper in any form. It was one more small way to supplement a meager janitorial salary, helping to cover the long, poverty-strewn stretches between young runaways. He could make several hundred dollars for one load of copper. Now that I knew what he was up to, a vague outline of an idea began to take root in my brain. From the sound, he was above me somewhere. I could easily track him, shadow him until the time was right, and then pounce. But I was practically naked here, completely exposed and unready. I was used to doing these things a certain way. To step outside my own careful boundaries made me extremely uncomfortable.